Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the third Tuesday of every month between 2 and 4, this is a special edition of Mind Your Own Business. Barbara Haggerty, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing? I just made it.
I know, you just made it, but you always make it.
I always make it. I break through.
You break through the traffic with a great mental attitude, and it's like parting the Red Seas. The traffic just parts out to the curbs.
Now, please, I know I spoke to you when I was on the way so you could start the show without me, but there's no need to let the Phoenix police know what was happening.
Oh, that's right. But they were just amazed. You had the staff in your hands, and you had a fake wig on with you sort of looked like Moses there. Anyway, that doesn't make sense.
I'll pay you later, Dave.
Okay, pay me now or pay me later. There was a commercial. Remember the muffler commercial? If you don't fix it now, you're going to fix it later, but bigger dollars. That's what you're about. Fix it now. Get your systems going, processes going, because it will save you money.
That's right. And we thrive on process.
Yeah. Oh, that's the name of your
outline. That's the name of my
today.
Little outline today.
I like
we
it.
We thrive on it.
We thrive.
We survive on process.
But we thrive in
we
life.
We thrive.
Thrive. Thrive?
Thrive.
Survive, thrive.
Thrive, survive.
Too many people really just want to survive. Why not thrive? I mean, why not? But wait, before
well,
you
I
answer
mean,
that
we,
question.
We do survive. We survive. Our bodies survive on the process of feeding ourselves.
Good point. But we should be thriving. But before we
get... We are thriving.
You know, you brought in a phenomenal guest at 2:45, I believe. This is big time. Barbara, who do you have calling in at 2:45?
I have Austin Vickers calling in, the filmmaker for
People versus the State of Illusion.
We'll be calling into the show today, so.
That is exciting.
Listen in for that.
This is incredibly valuable.
Yes, it is, but we also have another live in the studio guest. Don't forget, Christine.
It's me.
You are here also. Christine French will be here.
Oh, nice. Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français.
She does speak French?
She will be here in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
And maybe. What does Christine do?
Christine is all about the process of understanding diversity. It's very interesting.
Oh, that sounds
good. That's all
good.
I will say. We will let her explain it, but it's very interesting.
Very exciting.
Wonderful person, terrific person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When will she be on?
She will be here within half an hour. She's almost here.
Is that her?
That's her.
Oh, okay. Should we? Oh, a half hour. So we'll. Okay, there she is. Anyway, very cool. So now, a great show today, a 2-hour special edition. Austin Vickers, that's going to be great. Christine French, what a lineup. You are amazing.
That's a lineup. And then the second hour, I believe you and I will get really into the NLP section.
Yeah. And so maybe even talk about,
that's where,
what does this say?
Belief systems of the wealthy.
Would that be interesting? Or the process?
And you know, we
thrive
just,
on process.
We just spoke earlier. I just had a little, I want to bring this up about process because we have such an exciting show and we get so much stuff going on, but we really do thrive on process.
Yes.
We grow through it. We thrive on it. Like right now in my own personal life, and you know I don't talk much about my personal life, I'm going through a grieving process for a person who was being very dear and very, very dear to my heart and soul for the last 30 years of my life.
Oh.
And he just passed away, and I know he listened to my show, so I want to say a big rest in peace to my friend Stan.
Well, that's sorry to hear that, and I'm sure.
But it's a process that we grow
grieve.
Through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we understand it, you know, if we understand it, it appears that we go through it easier.
Yeah.
But it's because we understand it. Now, you can explain that through the NLP.
Yeah.
If we understand the process, now we can blend it into our day-to-day lives rather than fall apart for that process and then have to restart again.
Well, that totally makes sense.
It's like the spinning process I did. Now, if there was anybody here. Oh, Aaron's here today. Hi, Aaron.
And he's waving.
He's winking at us. Wow.
Wow. He'll be winking at you soon.
He's keeping control of us today. I better keep an eye
on him. Oh, thumbs up he gives us. Okay, we're doing a play-by-play right now.
And the speeding process. Now, I'm sure if any Phoenix police want to call in, they can tell me what the process is for speeding.
Is that your car being towed?
Okay. No, my car is secure.
Oh, good. Yeah, you want to hide that. You have these interchangeable license plates, I bet.
Right there.
Yeah.
So we've got like external processes, internal processes. We get process for everything. So.
And you know, it's you're right. It's good, you know, whether you're in business or not, to have any process. Why don't we break down and define what it is? You know, a process. Even we could start with the simplest of processes. How about just like individuals paying their bills? Just their individual bills. I mean, there's a process of...
Forever the CPA.
Yeah.
Couldn't you get a more exciting process?
No, we'll start with a really boring one.
Start with a boring one.
Because that way they'll understand it. Because, and then we go to
because
intricate.
Because Dave's a CPA.
It's true.
And if you take care of your checkbook, he has less work. By the way, did you get any sleep this month?
No.
You didn't?
Oh, it was hectic. I got to tell you. October 17th, the deadline for 2010 tax returns, individuals, that was tough this year.
So are they not following the process of balancing a checkbook?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of clients, not even clients, but just non-clients, people, and you know people like that, they don't even balance their checkbook. That's a break in the process because there's a certain way, there's a process to balancing your checkbook, right?
And we're going to make sure you listeners hear about
exactly.
it today because Dave is tired.
I am tired.
He needs sleep.
I need sleep. Aaron, do I look like I need sleep?
He needs to sleep. He needs you to please just, if you could just do this one thing and balance your checkbook.
No, I need a massage.
That's got nothing to do with balancing your checkbook.
I know.
You could hold your checkbook in your hand if you
and
want.
And balance it as I get a massage.
If it makes you feel comfortable as a CPA, you can take your checkbook with you.
Yes, I have my checkbook here. But no, that's a process, right?
That's a process.
How about even simpler than that? Picking up your mail.
More simple than that. Picking up the mail?
You could pick up your mail and throw it all around, or you can pick up your mail and put it in a certain
and
order.
Actually open it.
Yeah.
You can open your mail.
And then put it in a file, right?
Most people don't do that. They put it in a basket in the kitchen or the table. Or where do you put your mail? Let us know where you
kitchen.
Put your mail.
You're
kitchen.
Right.
Kitchen.
You are quite correct. I wonder where Aaron puts his mail.
Or you throw it on the bed.
Now, if you say, oh... Yeah, I do that too.
Or your desk.
Yeah.
And then it gets buried.
But when you ask, you can ask women where do you put your mail, but men you have to ask where you put your female. There's a big difference.
Where you put your mail, where you put your female.
Yeah.
Okay, come
it
on.
It depends who you're asking.
Oh, this is where we're going today.
Am I right?
Okay, we're on a different process.
I got a smile out of Aaron.
Already
though.
We're on a different Already we got
oh, yeah.
him going.
People
okay.
are wondering, wait, what type of show is this? Okay.
Okay, so where do you put your female?
Oh, well, that's a different story.
Vegas.
Yeah.
We all know about you in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah,
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's
well,
all I can
you know,
say.
I think we should interrupt because Christine French is actually here in the studio.
Shall we get her in?
She just walked in here, and I think we should bring her in because I'm sure she has a really tight schedule. She has a terrific...
story.
Day lined up tomorrow, so she needs Ooh. To get some sleep, too.
Okay, well, let's bring her in. So. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll have Christine French live in studio on Mind Your Own Business's Breakthrough Thinking. We'll be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. And Barbara, we have a great guest. Of course, remember, 245 Austin Vickers, People versus a State of Illusion, calling in the writer, the producer. He is phenomenal. We can't wait for this. But right now, right here in studio, we have Christine French. Christine, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Excellent.
Welcome, Christine. Now, do you know about Christine's book? This process, how to get along with...
Oh, you wrote a book.
Read it. Nice. How to get along with others without hiring a hitman.
You're kidding me.
Well, and there's another, the second book. It is called Discovering the Gifts Within. Because, again, you know, we have so many gifts inside of us. That we've been given so many gifts at times. Because it was a gift, we didn't have to work very hard at it. So we have a tendency to not pay attention, to not appreciate it as much as we could have.
That's a good point. I think people. So what you're saying is, if you have a gift, it sort of just comes naturally. There's no resistance to it. It's just something that happens, and you're sort of good at it right away, and it helps people.
Yep, absolutely. And sometimes because it is a gift, you didn't have to work at it. It flows naturally. So you think that, oh, okay, isn't everybody have the same gift? Well, no, not really.
Everyone has different gifts.
Everybody has different gifts.
And yes. Do we get to think that we don't need any kind of a process behind that gift if we're going to do something with it, like your business, for example?
Well, absolutely. I think that everything, in order for us to be successful in anything, we need to build a process. A process, to me, is a roadmap. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, everybody does not just become a good cook overnight. They had to experience good food. Somebody introduced good food to them, and all of a sudden they recognize it. And because they recognize it, and because it is their gift, they recognize it, and there's a curiosity about them. They want to replicate it. They want to say, how can I do that too? And then when they start testing it, they find out that, oh, they're good at it. See? And they discover that gift, and they start to do more of it.
We have my granddaughter right now wants to start a business. She wants a bakery. And I used to have a bakery many moons ago in another lifetime. I had
a
bakery.
I didn't know that.
So we get together and spend baking days. Mm. And I watch her go, because I do a lot by feel and not measure. Mm. But with her, we measure. Mm. Mm-hmm. So she's going through the process, what goes in first, how to measure it.
Yes.
And it's fascinating to watch her. As you do also with your grandchildren.
Yes,
tell
absolutely.
Tell us about your grandchildren your own words.
Oh, I am blessed with 4 grandsons. You know, my husband and I have 2 daughters.
Uh-huh.
So now that we have 4 grandsons, they are completely different. And they are, I receive them as my teachers. My grandsons become my biggest teachers of all time because they teach me so many things that in my life I have yet learned. One of the things that I learned is that 3 out of my 4 grandsons have autism, and they are from a wide spectrum. One was very high functional, and one, you know, somewhere in the middle of the road. And then every now and then they switch places. So one of the things that they taught me was not to take anything for granted, one day at a time, one moment at a time. And we appreciate what we have right here, right now.
Wow, that's nicely
said. Fascinating.
It really is.
Fascinating.
So 3 out of the 4 grandsons, you said?
Yes.
They're on the spectrum.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Wow, that's And we were talking a little bit off there that my daughter has Understanding Autism here every second Monday and second Tuesday from 3 to 4. We'll have to connect both of you.
Absolutely.
And get that going. So, you know, those are really neat things that you're saying that, you know, you can learn from anyone. What it takes is pay attention. So there's a lot of cultural beliefs that, you know, you can only learn from certain people, you know, professors and stuff. But but if you break those beliefs and pay attention, you can learn anytime, any place, anywhere, from anywhere and from anyone.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that everything comes our way has a purpose to help us and to teach us to be better than who we are.
And we are all teachers. We are all students.
We're all students.
We're all teachers of each other. Yeah. And that may lead us into tell us about your conference tomorrow.
Oh, it is. You just touched on something near and dear in my heart.
Yes.
10 years ago, right after 9/11, we started an organization called Diversity Leadership Alliance. You know, if you recall, right after 9/11, everything was just paralyzed. All the businesses were paralyzed. I was working for American Express at the time. And American Express had the travel business. And we have hundreds of millions of dollars of business. Overnight, it went down to zero. Mm. So we were struggling together with so many other businesses. How do we rebuild? What do we start? And so I thought about having a roundtable, inviting all of my colleagues in town in the business places to get together and said, how can we support each other? Because we do something well. And if we can offer each other help to help us out of that struggle, that's great. And we're celebrating 10th anniversary tomorrow.
Congratulations.
But thank you.
And that's called, what, is Diversity Allegiance Alliance?
No, Diversity Leadership.
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 Alliance.
And that's 10 years.
It is 10 years. And you know what? If you're listening to this and you have not registered, go to the web and register, www.diversityleadershipalliance.net. There is no cost to you to attend. We provide a hot breakfast, a hot lunch, and a fantastic day of workshops.
At no cost?
No cost.
Wow, breakfast and lunch.
Absolutely.
He'll be there, the CPA.
Well, that's good. Tell us a little bit more about that. Where is it going to be? And
yes.
It's throughout, what, 8 hours?
My pleasure. Yes, it is. We start at 8 o'clock with our registration and hot breakfast. And the program starts from 9 o'clock until 3:30. And then from 3:30 to 5, we have a dessert reception. So, I mean, we have a full day of celebration with a lot of great speakers, one of which is Patricia Russell McLeod. She is a phenomenal speaker. She would blow everybody away, which is fantastic. And we have several workshops throughout the day. We have a fabulous facilitator who comes here all the way from Detroit, and she's going to give a workshop on how to go from full figured to seven figured. So I can't wait to learn that.
What about that process?
Wow, that sounds fascinating. And this is no cost to
people? At no cost to people. Well, you know.
And you want to know how is that possible? Because he's a CPA.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to know.
How is that possible?
He can't get around that.
Yes, everybody wants to know that. But
how is it possible to have food?
Well,
at no cost.
Well, you know,
there's never a free lunch.
We could have donations.
No. This is the only thing. We are the only organization in the world that's doing this.
Is this nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit. Oh. We started as a nonprofit, and it is my primary responsibility is to raise the fund to do this. And when we started 10 years ago, I wanted to make sure that we take away every excuses people have about the fact that,
Gotcha. Yeah,
we're interested in diversity, but we can't afford it. I take away all of their excuses. So they come and we provide monthly workshop, 4 full hours of workshop, also at no cost. Because what we want to do, our vision, we have a huge vision.
What is your vision?
Very simple, but it's huge, is to be a community where everyone is equally respected and empowered.
Wow, I am impressed. Yeah.
We don't have that yet, do we?
No, we don't, unfortunately.
So
you will get us
to
there.
To be a community, to be equally respected and honored, you said?
And empowered.
Empowered.
Yeah. You can respect me, but if you don't empower me to do things on my own, it does not move anywhere.
That's a good
I can't
point.
Do anything.
And you're the creator of this?
I am. That's my baby.
I am impressed.
That's my baby.
Wow, you're amazing. Now, let's get back to, not the question. We'll get back to the question eventually on how you do this. Well, I guess
she just answered it.
Yeah, nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit,
okay.
And now, she raises money for that.
But how many?
Thank you to all your sponsors.
Yeah, yes. And you've done it for 10 years.
Yes.
And what do you anticipate? How many people?
Well, we anticipate 1,200 people tomorrow, about 300 high school students. We have a keynote speaker who will come here from Atlanta. Her name is Patricia Russell McLeod. And we have a youth speaker who is a senior of high school. She is a fantastic speaker. You know, several years ago, we experienced one of the students who could barely read. And so we thought instead of curse the darkness, we created a program to teach students how to read and how to do some public speaking.
Wow.
And out of that program, we have our speakers.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Excellent.
That makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
It's very amazing.
Yeah.
And where will this be?
It will be at the Sheraton Downtown Hotel. And if you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and just be prepared to be blown away, you are going to have experience a day that you have never, ever experienced.
Now, you have to register, or can people show up?
Oh, absolutely. Please register.
So they have your breakfast ready, darling.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
She called me darling. Did you hear that? Okay.
Absolutely.
DiversityLeadershipAlliance.net.
Yes.
That is amazing. Let's see, tomorrow. What day is that tomorrow?
It's Wednesday.
Well, if he's not there for breakfast, he will be there for dessert.
Please.
I'll be there for lunch
I'll
and dinner.
I'll go for lunch. I come for lunch.
I'll be there for the next morning's breakfast.
Well, we're not going to be there for the next
morning. There's a lot of very interesting people will be
it
there.
It is. You know, by the way, the new president of the Phoenix Sun is going to be there.
Really?
Yes, he's going to introduce the Phoenix Suns dancers.
Oh, I'll be there. Dancers, you said?
Yes.
He likes
now,
that.
Who's the president is Lon Bobby? No,
it's Brad Casper.
Yeah, they did hire someone.
Yes,
yeah,
he's brand
right.
new, yes.
Wow, this is very cool.
Oh
people got to get out there. Is there a capacity? How many spots left?
Well, very few. So
I
if
bet.
You're interested, come, you know, go to the web and register now before it shuts down. I asked my team to keep it open because, you know, we have several people who've just now heard about us, and so I want them to have an opportunity to register.
So once again, 8 to 3:30, then 3:30 to 5, a dessert
reception. Yes.
And you're going to have, what are some of the topics you'll be talking
the
about?
The topic we will be talking about was solving the puzzle of diversity, which is a fantastic workshop.
So solving the puzzle of diversity. And,
yep.
and describe what that means.
Well, you know, again, when people talk about diversity, people still misunderstand what it is. They still think diversity is about affirmative action and EEOC.
Yeah.
Actually, diversity is about life. It's about everything about you. If it has anything to do with people, it has to do with diversity. And so our facilitator will lead the participants through a workshop by solving this puzzle, which is just so fun. It is fantastic.
So it's about life. So, for example, give us like an example of what the outcome would be, some of the more specifics of diversity.
You want some specific. Okay. You are a male, I'm a female. We may be raised by the same parents, but we have different personalities. And if we don't know about our personalities, I would say when you do something different than me, I would say, where did you come up with that crazy
gotcha.
Idea?
Okay.
But when you understand diversity, you say, well, now let's see. How did you arrive there? I want to see where you come up with that perspective. So maybe I can learn and expand my perspective as well.
So it's bridging the gap of misunderstanding due to cultural differences or community
Any
differences.
Any kind of differences.
I love
breakthrough
that.
Breakthrough thinking.
That
again.
Is like breakthrough thinking.
Breakthrough thinking,
yeah. That's like neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Well, yes, I have.
Yes. You have?
Yes, I have. We are more on the practical side. We don't use so many big words.
I know.
Can I interject? Is this?
Yes.
I remembered something here about perception checking. I was looking through your book. I don't have it marked because it just came up.
Perception checking.
Perception checking.
Yes.
You have an exercise for that.
Absolutely.
It's in your book here somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's non-judgment.
You know, the thing is, we judge by what we know. When I look at you, I don't see you as who you are. I see you as who I am. Okay, one example.
Nice, yeah.
One example. When I was growing up, my mother would never let us leave the house without, you know, getting dressed, changing clothes, and comb our hair.
Right.
Do you remember a few years ago when we have this new hairstyle that people just kind of run their finger through it and then mush it? And they look, everybody looked like they just got out of bed.
Yeah.
I had a real hard time with
was
that.
Is that a bad hair? That's what I do. That's what I do. I thought it was
I had a hard time.
What was that? Like the scrunchy look or the
spiked? Yeah. And even today.
Albert Einstein.
You know today how many handsome
young
men.
Well, because we were told growing up, comb your hair.
Yes.
Make your hair tidy.
Now you tell me.
Yeah. He wasn't told that, but you were probably told something else. You're fine. Off you go. Who cares?
We have a lot of people today, very handsome looking young men. Very, very handsome looking. Wore the $3,000 suit. And then they look, you know, all the stubby thing on their face. I say, what was that?
I know.
You know? But again, if I didn't understand, I would judge them. And I said, well, they didn't know any better. They look scrubby. Well, I need to know that that's for me only. For them, from their perspective, that is something different.
Like piercings. I can't seem to get
used
to that.
Absolutely.
I mean, earrings are okay. But the other piercings and, like, I can't even describe it. It's like through their eyelids. And especially if they're working at a restaurant, may I help you? And I go, no, I don't think anyone can help you.
I have a story for you.
Which is your perception, and we could do a perception check-in on that.
Yes.
Like, I want to hear the story you have for me.
Well, I have to tell you the story. Several years ago, I was interviewing an engineer for the company I was working for. This young man came in, had, you know, on the paper, he had all the skills that we were looking for. He came in and he had a tongue ring.
I've seen those things.
Yes.
If if they talk in slow motion, you can see a reflection of your face on their tongue.
No.
Every
time he talks, I felt the pain because I could hear it clinking against his teeth. So, you know, to the point that I could not pay attention, I had to ask my colleague to sit in for me. Because there was no way I could pay attention to this young man's skill. Make a long story short, my colleague, who was much younger than I am, hired this young man because, you know, he definitely had the skill set. And he is doing very well in the company. And if it left up to me, I probably would not hire him because...
Perception.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
People versus the state of illusion is coming up. We'll talk some more about that, too.
Yes.
Wow.
We're all tied in together.
Absolutely.
Amazing world.
Well, let's take a quick break because I'm fascinated, Christine, about what you do and the possibilities here for people. And remember, go to diversityleadershipalliance.net. Sign up now. There's only a few spaces. It's free.
Yes.
You get free breakfast, free lunch,
dessert. Why
could you not be there? Oh, man.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Thank
you. At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business starring Barbara Haggerty and a most incredible guest. I'm going to say it right here on the air. Christine French, you're the executive director of DLA, Diversity Leadership Alliance. And let's give that website out. A great program tomorrow, diversityleadershipalliance.net. Sign up. It's free. There's no cost. Free hot breakfast, you said?
Yes.
Free lunch and a dessert reception? And is that free, too?
It's all free, and free workshops all day.
Yep.
And, oh, man, you're going to talk about solving the puzzle of diversity tomorrow. And that sounds very important. It sounds like to me that it's really bridging the gap from misunderstanding to awareness and understanding.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our purpose is to enrich everybody's lives. And we want to put the tools in their hands to help them live a richer life, a more successful life. Because, you know, our lives, when we misunderstand each other, it becomes miserable.
Yeah.
It becomes negative. And negative breeds negativity.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No
yes,
question.
It does.
So you want to talk a little bit about autism right
Oh,
now.
Sure. Since I have three grandsons who live with autism every day, I just thought that it is something that I learned that helps me cope with a lot of it. When we talk about autism, everybody uses these big words. You know, I came from Vietnam. So a lot, I have to learn English as an adult. Many of these big words, I could see it, I could spell it, but sometimes it's a little harder for me to wrap my mouth around it. So this one particular doctor explained it to me that it's really simple, helped me understand it a lot better. He said that the people who live with autism is like, you know, the electrical system, there's a short. So, you know, sometimes when you have a short in your wiring at home, well, most of the time the light can go on, but then all of a sudden, out of the blue, it becomes bzz, bzz, and then something loses. You know, it's no longer work regularly. And that's exactly how he explained the electrical system within my grandsons. Most of the time, they're wonderful. They are sweet. They're gentle. They're generous. They're loving. And every once in a great while, they will get into a fit that there's no explanation. They cannot explain it. We cannot explain it. And it is very frustrating. But with that explanation, I am able to understand, okay, here's the short that's happened. It will pass.
It's the understanding.
And that's
the key.
You're talking about diversity
to
then.
Absolutely.
Everything.
The understanding the process and understanding what's happening.
Yes. And because the children are different, sometimes we treat them differently.
Yeah.
And they're not any different. At my house, I don't find excuses for any of my grandson. They have chores to do.
And your grandsons live with you?
Oh, yes, too. They live with me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
How old are they?
The oldest is 15, 13, and we have a 10-year-old twins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there's one that is not on the autism spectrum. Which one?
Correct. One of the twins.
One of the twins?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, so they are all different. And in our household, they don't get excuses just because they have a bad day. They have chores they have to do. You know, they have dishes they have to do. They have to clean up the room. They have to do all of the homework and all of the things they have to do. So we teach them because they go through life. Life does not create an excuse.
You don't make a difference.
No, you don't. No, we don't.
Yeah.
And so we learn to adjust. We learn to look at them. Okay. Everything comes to pass. Nothing comes to say. That's why I would like to ask that people don't call anybody autistic. People may be living with autism, but they're not autistic. You may think that, but when you think that somebody's autistic, you don't give them any opportunity to move out of that.
So what you're really saying is don't label them from an identity level. Label it as more of a behavior at times.
Yes. Yes.
Which makes a lot of sense because...
Which is explained by the short.
Yeah.
Yeah. When
the electrical short.
Yeah.
The electricity is still there.
It changes the perception of how we see it.
It does, and then it changes the expectations because if you hold... you're really holding them accountable in certain areas or many areas, And it's how you treat people. If you believe someone has a quote-unquote disability, you may treat them differently to enable them to stay in that disability.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that it is to me, it is important that we don't put label on anyone, specifically children who live with autism, is if you know that children with autism are the one who's mostly abused, who are mostly bullied. Because
really?
They don't, yes, because a lot of times they don't have the language to tell the stories, okay, because of the short in the electrical system.
Right.
And so
it stays quiet.
They stay quiet. And even when they attempt to tell the story, it is harder for us to understand. So therefore, we usually do not get to the culprit of bullying.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is.
It
makes sense.
And, you know, we do that. Without autism,
yes.
With everyone, we enable each other as a society. We can enable each other's behavior in anything.
Yes,
so that whole level of understanding helps us understand each other.
But it also we label ourselves, which then cuts off possibilities of future potential.
Yes,
if we think we're a certain way, versus just thinking we're having a bad day can't do something.
Yes,
that's a big difference, right?
We limit ourselves.
And we're being reinforced all the time because society, as humans, we like to put labels on people that helps us. Create some kind of law and order in our world.
Right.
So, but that is so hurtful. Even a good label hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Example, you look at me and you say, oh, she's an Asian. She must be good in math. Well, you know what? Maybe, but not this Asian. This Asian's not good in math. Okay? So even in the good things, and they would say we call a stereotype too, is that sometimes people say, well, Asians are good workers. So because I'm good workers, I never cause any problems, so you don't ever have to pay attention to me. So you will not develop me. You would not give me opportunity because I am a hard worker. See, so these are the things that...
There's too many assumptions.
Too many assumptions, too many stereotypes hurt. Mm-hmm. It does not help. It hurts. One of the things about stereotyping people is that, you know, children don't know any better. That's not true. They are very smart. Mm-hmm. In many ways, they know more than I do. Because they have yet pick up all of the baggages that we have.
Yeah, and they don't have the perceptions in place.
No, they
don't. I have 4 grandchildren.
Yeah.
Like Christine has.
Wow. So, you know.
We learn so much from grandchildren, from children. We learn so much from our own children.
Yes.
No question. Now, what's interesting is the labeling. There's also labeling going on in the school systems, at least in California, I remember. Where there's certain quotas where on special needs where there is certain budget that comes from the state, at least in California back in the day.
It's here too.
And they sort of, what I observed is they sort of label certain children that may not be the definition of the label to meet their budgetary constraints. That's, to me, a crime.
Yes,
because you know what that can do once you label a kid learning disabled or slow or whatever? Because to meet the budgetary constraints,
that's sad.
Was horrible. I stood up for many people, and I refused to accept that because I figured out the game, and they did not like me.
Well, absolutely.
But I called them on it. Have you seen that? Either one of you seen that?
We see that on a regular basis. Because, you know, again, as I said earlier, is that as humans, we have a tendency to put label on something so that it will make it easier for us to keep our lives in order. Mm-hmm.
With the government? With
absolutely.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Now, what makes this a special month?
October is a month for autism. So you're going to see and hear a lot about a lot of explanation, what autism is about. Because, you know, it is a phenomenal things that nobody understood. In 1980s, there was one child in 10,000 that has it. And then today, we have one in 100. One in 100.
And do we know why? It's not mine.
And we don't know.
And do we know why?
And that's just it. Nobody knows why. And that is the problem. And so because of that there is a need for us to really gather together to help each other understand how to cope with, how to deal with, and share the resources. Because you know what? What
works? Now we get more.
So that we can help each other. Because, you know, again, I think that today, just about everybody you know someone or have someone who live with autism.
Absolutely. Now, you said it was 1 in 10,000 back in the 80s?
In 1980s.
And now it's what?
It's 1 in less than 100.
And for males,
isn't that amazing?
It's higher percentage. Well, I understand.
Well, at one time the male was higher,
but now it's more
equal? Now I think it's getting more even.
Okay.
Yes,
that's interesting. I wonder, but yeah, no one really knows. Or do they? I guess I should ask you. What causes this?
Actually, nobody knows.
Nobody knows
yet. this is the most the case of the most frustrating thing. Nobody knows the cause. Nobody has the cure.
Right.
That is the most frustrating thing.
How do we diagnose?
The thing is, people die. You know, right away. For those of us who live with them, we see. We see almost right away when they were babies.
Okay.
They have a tendency to, their arms will be flailing. You know,
okay.
They will just flail. And they don't focus. They don't look at you. My grandson, when you talk with them, they may look at you and you say, hi, how are you? And they look away when they say, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's all symptomatic.
Yes,
it is. And that's how it's
diagnosed. Could see it, yes.
But 1 in 100?
Yeah, it's scary, and there's all sorts of theories, of course. But, I mean, one of the theories was the vaccination process.
Well,
but I don't know if that's
that has been disproved.
Has it? Okay.
That has been. And so, you know, again, there are so many things that you cannot pinpoint on them. And so a lot of times people say maybe it was the environment. You know, a lot of environment. We are into, you know, for the last 20 years, 30 years, we are taking an enormous amount of drugs.
Oh, yeah. So maybe something there.
And maybe something there. Because, you know, some of these drugs do not dissipate. You know, many of the drugs, when we take them, it goes through the waste system, and it does not dissipate. It goes into the water. It goes into the soil. Mm. It gets into the food we eat. So, you know, nobody knows.
And that's a whole other subject we're going to touch on another day.
Yeah, we should, because that's incredible.
Yeah.
How about what they call the chemtrails? Ever hear of that?
Mm. I've heard of that, too. Yes.
Is that that's probably another topic, too.
That, well, you know, it takes, you know, these topics are very fascinating, because again, there's no beginning, there's no end. We find ourselves right in the middle of it, and the key here is for us to help each other, encourage each other, so that we could improve ourselves a little bit. You know, not being so affected so negatively.
Wow, so much going on. Let's mention your website again. The sign up for tomorrow's diversity leadership training, diversityleadershipalliance.net. That's diversityleadershipalliance.net. Tomorrow it's free, no cost, free hot breakfast, free lunch, free dessert bar.
And free entertainment. And oh my gosh, you're going to have entertainment.
And you'll be there, right?
And I will be there.
And you're going to have great speakers. It's all about diversity. It's solving the puzzle of diversity.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And you know, and if you have never, ever experienced how it feels to be accepted, to be valued, to be empowered, come and experience it.
Wow. So, again, that's a Diversity Leadership
Alliance.
There's no excuse.
That's what you said. You took all the excuses out.
Absolutely. It's no excuse.
And someone will find an excuse. You know how people find excuses.
Oh,
right?
Of course. You know.
They'll say, my computer didn't work. Or something. Unfortunately.
No, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
So one more time, at diversityleadershipalliance.net. Register. It's tomorrow. The Sheraton downtown, I believe you
said.
Yes,
it is.
Registration, 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it goes 9 to 3:30, then 3:30 to 5. A dessert receptionist. Receptionist. What am I talking about? I'm thinking about receptionists that are desserts. I reversed that, didn't I? I can't even say it. Dessert reception.
He's in Vegas again.
Yes, I'm back in Vegas. That sounds fabulous, though.
Yeah,
and you do this once a year.
Yes, we did it every year.
So it's got to be, get down there now.
It is.
Okay, good.
All right, well, thank you, Christine Friend.
I look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be right back. Of course, we have Austin Vickers calling in at probably in a couple minutes, and he is the writer, the producer of People versus the State of Illusion, and we'll be right back.
What does your landscaping say about you?
I'm friendly to our planet.
I xeriscape.
I'm water smart.
I harvest rainwater for my landscape and garden.
I'm a free thinker.
My landscape is filled with flowers year-round.
I'm energy conscious.
I water wisely.
Clemente Design Landscape represents your vision with an understanding of what a well-designed and cost-effective landscape can do for you. Call us for a free one-hour consultation and evaluation at 602-540-3773. That's 602-540-3773. Or visit the website ClementeDesignIsGreen.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward. How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty, of course, every third Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4. And that was great. Christine, the French, delightful lady.
Delightful person.
And remember to get out there tomorrow at the Sheraton. Go to diversityleadershipalliance.net. Register. Sounds like a really good seminar or workshop. I guess it's a series of workshops on solving
all
the
day.
Puzzle of diversity, 8 o'clock registration. Very, very cool. And Barbara, we have a phenomenal guest now, of course, calling in. And we're honored to have Austin Vickers, the writer and producer of The State versus People versus the State of Illusion. Austin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, hi, Austin. Welcome, and congratulations on success of your movie.
Oh, thank you very much. We're really thrilled over here. It's, the response has been overwhelming.
Well, it's incredible. You know, I have to admit, I haven't seen The film yet. I
shame
do.
Shame on you.
I know. I've been. I'm a CPA. What can you say? Of course, you're a trial attorney, so I guess we're even on that one. But
oh, please.
I did see What the Bleep Do We Know Anyway? The Secret, and I understand your film is just along those lines, but phenomenal. How does a trial attorney get into this subject matter? And why don't you describe what the subject matter is, first of all?
Well, the film goes into the science of perception and imagination. And I've always been a big student of psychology and philosophy and consciousness studies. And for many years, you know, as a high-level corporate executive, one of my jobs when I worked for a Fortune 500 company was firing high-level executives. And it's really amazing when you strip somebody's livelihood away from them that they've been working at for 20, 25 years, you get really real and honest conversations. And, you know, just the, you know, what made people thrive and what made people kind of self-destruct was something I was witnessing firsthand. And it just fascinated me as a subject matter. So I started to do a lot of reading and ultimately writing and wrote a book in the matter. And then about 11 years ago, I left to kind of teach the material full-time. And I've been doing leadership training and speaking ever since.
You know, that's fascinating. Have you heard of neuro-linguistic programming?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, that because when I, you know, I'm a master practitioner along with being a CPA, and the unique combination is fascinating. Most people don't realize, I know you do, is the mindset seems to be everything. I mean, what you believe is possible, and what you believe is not just possible, but possible for you. What's possible in the world means everything. And isn't that the first point of intervention where if you want to make changes, it's at the mind level, the belief systems?
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about that pretty in depth in the film. You know, one of the statistics that we point out to people is that, you know, in the course of any given day, we receive billions of bits of information through our senses. But what rises to the level of our awareness is literally closer to zero than even 1/1,000th of 1% of that information. So, you know, we don't interpret, we don't even have the cognitive ability to bring into our awareness even a single percentage of all of the information that's totally available to us. So, you know, one of the things that we try to point out in the film is that what you're experiencing in the world says way more about you as an individual than it ever says about the objective reality you think you're witnessing.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We have all these filters. I know in NLP we're taught, you know, generalization, deletion, distortion. You know, what are we deleting? What are we not seeing? And, you know, let me, what's fascinating to me, I believe this is your first movie that you wrote and produced?
It is, yes.
Tell us about that experience, because I think it's remarkable. I've only heard excellent reviews from your movie. And tell us a little bit about the challenges, opportunities to be a writer-producer.
That whole process that we go through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was really a fun process for me. I actually got hired a couple years ago by PBS to do a speaking event. I was doing some training with their teachers. They teach Arizona school teachers. And they hired me to come in and talk about imagination and perception and self-awareness, which are some of my subjects. And at that meeting, I had the opportunity to sit down with the general manager, and I gave him the idea for the movie, which at that time was kind of more of a show, to be honest. And he loved the idea, and he said, you know, Austin, if you make it and we like the quality of it, we'll put it on PBS. And that's kind of all the initiative I needed. So I literally identified the experts I wanted in the film, people who I've read their works and, you know, who transformed or touched my life in one way, shape, or form. And literally hired a camera crew and just went out on the road, spending the better part of a year interviewing these people that I've been reading about and studying their material for many, many years. And then came back and wrote this script for the the film People vs. State of Illusion is a docudrama. So it's part documentary and part dramatic fiction. And so I wrote the drama to actually bring to life the science that we were talking about in the documentary side of things. And then found a great director and spent most of the next year, you know, hiring actors and cinematographers. And we went on location and filmed it. And then did all of our post-editing process. And then when we, you know, tested the film, at that time I was still thinking maybe just for PBS or television, but we did some focus group tests on it. and people just loved the film. They really connected with the emotional message of the movie. And we showed it to Harkins, and they loved it and said they'd premiere it at least for 1 week up at the Camel View Theater in Scottsdale. And we've been there for almost 6 weeks now as the number one independent film in Arizona.
Beautiful. Congratulations. And it's a wonderful movie. I have seen it a few times.
And,
but, you know, I'm just going to chunk this down a little bit for the listeners, because we talk about processes here and why it's so important to have process in your business, in your life. We throw in the NLP and discuss that, where it's maybe 80-90% of, like, but your description there of your process of going through making this movie, you know, you can have it in your imagination. You can visualize it. You can see it happening. But until you actually take the steps, like right get to where the rubber hits the road and start taking one step in front of the other, so you went out and interviewed, then you get your camera crew, and you go through a process. Like the whole title today is We Thrive on Process.
Yeah.
And until we implement it, it sits there in your imagination. And we dream about it. We wish we had it. We wish we had a business that's running really smoothly. We wish we had this. But until we actually implement it and make that commitment, we don't have that six-week run already at Camel View.
Yeah, I like the old saying, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, no, absolutely.
So I just wanted to chunk that down a little bit, that it doesn't take a trial lawyer, it doesn't take a CPA, it doesn't take a master practitioner in NLP, it doesn't take me with whatever I have to pin on the wall. It just takes the one step in front of the other. One step.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that bogs people down is they don't know how to necessarily accomplish their vision or their imagination, and they let that lack of knowledge prohibit them from taking the first step. And one of the things about leadership that all great leaders know is, you know, we often envision something that we don't know how to do. When John F. Kennedy said we're going to go to the moon, we didn't know how we were getting to the moon, but that was the vision he set, and then people began to take the steps forward to invent the technology. It's really the same thing, you know, with the movie or anything that I've ever done. I have a vision for it. I don't always know how I'm going to do it, but I don't let that lack of knowledge ever interrupt my ability to move forward, and I just start taking steps. I try to be very present and take a step that I know I can do today, and then I just put one foot in front of the other, and before long, you're walking on that path.
And I assume you didn't totally walk the path by yourself? You had other people around you? You had a team of people, or you enlist people or ask for help when you need it?
Eventually, I did.
Yeah.
I did a lot of it myself, though. I would say the whole first year, I was pretty much doing it alone, you know, except for a film crew. I mean, I did hire a film crew to actually come in and come with me, but, you know, all of, you know, contacting everybody and reaching out to them was really all my initiative.
Which is what we teach here. You know, when you get to the point, when you get to that point where you need help and another team member, then you call them in. So you did your interviews, then you called in a film crew.
Yeah.
And tell us a bit more about the movie before the break again. So still at Camel View?
Yeah, it's still at Camel View, and it's actually at Chandler Fashion Mall, and it's also at the Superstition Springs Mall.
Wonderful.
And I think this weekend we'll be opening up at Shea and Scottsdale Road as well, up in Scottsdale. So the film's been doing really well, and you know, it's not only a very in-depth movie into the science and the power of perception and imagination, it's also a really emotionally compelling drama. I think people really enjoy the story and seeing how those principles kind of actually can be applied or work in the world, and I think it's that combination that is really drawing people to the film.
Austin, can you stay with us, or do you have to move? Can you stay till after the break, or do you need to move on?
No, I'll stay for another segment.
Perfect.
That's great. And, we appreciate that, because when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Austin Vickers, the writer, producer, People versus a State of Illusion, out right now in Arizona, the Camel View and Superstition. So look at the Harkins Cedars. I guess that's where they're playing. And, Austin, we'll be right back. And, of course, this is exciting because it will help so many people. And stay tuned for more.